It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a participation prize every week.
Yeah.
That was a fun show.
Yeah.
I like that one because it was just being silly.
Yeah. It's hard to do, you know, when you're somebody like me and you like to have things kind of in order, you know, where you feel more confident going in when you kind of know what to expect and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which is something I'm trying to make better in my life, being more, I should say, less controlling in my intentions.
More spontaneous.
And I am so much better than I was.
You like to plan your spontaneity.
Well, yeah. I mean, I will say the example is that I was in my careers, all the different jobs I did, I was always really the one who was the escalation specialist.
Ooh.
And it was mainly because I forgot what we were just talking about.
Spontaneity.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm really an excellent crisis manager. I am stellar at crisis management. But
well, Gene, my yard is in crisis. Come manage it.
But at the same time, in order to be good at it, to be my best at it, I have to be able to have the prelude control where I can go in and take care of anything and that I can possibly prepare for, and then step back and handle anything that might come up outside of that. See what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to get away from, is not worrying about preparing and just being able to handle anything, kind of like Underdog can.
Never fear, Underdog is here.
Yes.
You'll get there. It takes time to change to change an entire paradigm.
Yeah.
That shifting is hard work. And I will make a note right now because I will forget to send you next week's topics from Barb, from her research.
Excellent.
Because I know that helps. It helps me too. Well,
it does. And you know, with talk about paradigms, we're creating something from scratch, not completely scratch, but the thing is, Mary, you created Be Unique Radio, and now we're creating Be Unique Radio beyond you, this control thing we were just talking about, the spontaneity. And that's what, to me, is kind of cool, is to watch and just see how things are growing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I saw on Diane, was that her name? The woman who interviewed you yesterday?
Oh, yes. Diane Nichols.
She, because of our conversation during your show, you know, the chat conversation there, She and at least one other person checked out our show yesterday.
Yeah.
And commented on it.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
So things are moving. It just takes a minute.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and then we've got so many different things, seeds we've planted, and we're seeing some of them start to sprout, you know, as the spring comes on. And over the next couple weeks here, that the spring rains are going to come to my life and start, the flowers are going to start getting really happy. And oh, my goodness, this is going to be good.
Speaking of seeds, I bought a pound of seeds. I think it was just a pound. A wild southeastern wildflower mix that we're going to start putting in little envelopes, and we'll put a sticker on that has all of our, you know, like our website, and says "Come grow with us."
Very nice.
Jennifer created this really cool little graphic that we'll just put on that. That's going to be our business card.
Sure.
We don't need to have traditional business cards that have phone number, address, and all this stuff. We just need a little, you know, and if we need to write on the back, this is from Mary, this is from Jennifer or Lynn or Jean or whatever, then that'll be fine. But I'm really excited about that. And
it's amazing. Well, because that's how, in my mind, that's how we're gonna grow our audience, because I want to go out. I'll be honest with you. At this point in time, a lot of people listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
But a year ago, I was still struggling to even understand the concept and how to do it.
Yeah, I know.
So when I first found Be Unique Radio as a listener before I joined the staff, it's like I had difficulty really finding it with my level of technology.
Well, my sister, the other day when we had the live show, she was one of the people. I know that she listens to the show.
Right.
And so I sent her the link and I said, "We're live today. Call 516-418 whatever, blah, 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 blah. No need to give it now. Anyway, I just put there that, you know, we're having the show live, call. Well, she texted or messaged back that she was listening, and she even told some of what she heard, you know, the pine needle or the pins and needles. Uh-huh. She said, but every time I try to call in, we lose the show. Hmm. And that happens. I don't know why.
Interesting. Well, my feeling is what I want to do is what you said is plant these seeds. And to be able to take a business card with a seed or, in, you know, anything, a piece of rosemary with our website attached to it on a ribbon, whatever the case may be, to get out. I want to, the rest of my life is just to have fun, and I'm going to go out and have fun, get attention. And when people see me, then I'm going to show them this thing that if they want it, they can have it. And then once they go see the website, of course, that just takes over, and people can go ahead and do whatever, find everything they want.
Yeah.
But the idea is I'm excited about getting out there after this year of everybody staying home. It's ending. It's this next year. It's going to be ending. And I want to get out and see everybody, say hi. Kate, come and look at what Gene and Mary have been doing. Come and join us.
I think that what you've got going is a great idea. And Jennifer and Lynn are excited about getting started. And I know, you know, once we get this magazine out, Jennifer will be traveling, and when she gets back, we can probably meet up with her.
Well, we've got probably four, five, maybe 6 weeks, and dust is going to settle just a little bit, and I think we'll have our full team up to 100%.
Yeah, I think by the time Jennifer returns from her trip, you'll be in a different location, and
will be done.
Your travels will be finished. And I think that's the divine timing. It'll all happen when it's supposed to happen. I am not concerned about any of that.
I agree.
Huh. We were going to have I know what we were going to have. A word of the day. Said do the word of the day at the beginning of the show. I think we're in the middle of the show right about now.
Well, that's okay. You know, words are pretty much universal.
Oh, that's all I do is words. But the word that we had picked out earlier, and we segued away from that two or three times, I think, was degeneration. And it's the state or process of being or becoming degenerate. Decline, deterioration. Overgrazing is caused serious degeneration of grasslands. Or it could be the deterioration and loss of function in the cells organ or tissue. Her condition is degenerated. When we were first talking about degeneration, I know we had started talking about generation, generating things, creating things, because that's basically what Be Unique does. We create and connect and generate connections and ties and putting people together with the people they need. Exactly. But when we first said when you first said degeneration, I thought of demolition. And I have one of my stories to tell you. My son, once upon a time, worked for a contractor who from time to time would have to demolish rooms and things. And for whatever reason, my son's name is Matthew, he's always been Matt. But everybody in the world, except for me, calls him Frakes. That's his last name. The game was, or I guess it was a game in a way, give Frakes a sledgehammer. We need to tear down this wall. But before they gave him the sledgehammer, he would run through the wall if he could, if it was either rotten or thin. He loved to physically break down walls with his body.
Sure.
Then they'd give him a sledgehammer to finish the hard work. And that was what I was thinking of when you mentioned degeneration and the fact that things were degenerating and declining.
Sure. That's pretty funny.
I thought it was funny.
That's cool.
I kind of wished I'd had a video of it, but that was a few minutes before they started the video craze. Everybody didn't have cell phones.
Well, you know, though, I've enjoyed doing some things that made people like raise their eyebrows before like that, just because I could. I told you about the time I was standing in the Navy. I was standing in line, and my petty officer, he was smoking a cigarette, and a couple people lit one, and I lit one, and he came and gave me an order to put it out. And so he was just picking on me. He and I had a relationship. And so
bully and victim?
It was pretty much, it was one of my most amazing life lessons that I'm so glad I had. This man. And, I squinted my eyes a little bit and stuck the whole lit cigarette in my mouth and chewed it up and swallowed it.
Oh.
And he, his eyes got big and so did everybody else's, and I didn't flinch. Of course, I got sick to my stomach later, but, you know.
Did you burn your tongue?
No, well, a little bit, but a little, you know, saliva. It didn't matter. I was 18 and but I'm saying I did it and I could, and I enjoyed the fact that I just completely blew him away.
Yeah. You were definitely a tough monkey.
Well, yeah, like just you could run through the wall. Sure, I'd do it. You know, I pulled it. Oh, my goodness. That made me think of another story.
Go ahead. You got time.
I was a young man back then and went camping with some friends from work up in the mountains in Colorado. And as we were going in, walking in, I knew we were going to need firewood because I was practical. And I saw this dead tree about 50 feet tall, but it was about maybe 6 inches wide at the bottom because it was a big old pine tree. And it was dead. And I remember seeing it. Yeah, that might be good. And so later on that night, we were needing more firewood and we'd been doing lots of beer drinking and fire cooking and eating and all that. And we needed firewood. So I went off in the woods and I remembered this tree and I went over and I thought about it and I shook it and it kind of wobbled. And so I leaned it and it was coming out of the ground. So I made a bunch of noise and made it sound like I was like making this huge thing and ripped it out of the ground and drag it back. It was hilarious.
Nobody wanted to mess with you.
Well, that was where I earned the name Godzilla at work.
Oh.
But it was so funny because I knew that it was definitely more impressive than I knew it was,
right?
You know, but I just let it ride, you know. It was pretty fun.
Matt liked doing that. He still does. He likes doing things for the shock factor.
Yeah, yeah. Fun stuff.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting how people can give you a nickname. They used to call him Freight Train because.
Oh my goodness, really?
Yeah.
They told me that once, Freight Train, when I was a football player.
Because he could barrel through anything.
Wow. I gotta meet him one day.
I'm sure
we will at some point.
If you're still in the area toward the end of June, he's going to be coming to visit.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. That'd be fun.
He said, we were talking on the phone the other day and he said, yeah, I think I'm going to give myself a birthday present this year. I don't usually do that. I said, oh, what are you giving yourself? He says, going to come see you.
Nice.
I'm like, well, that sounds like you're giving me a present.
That's pretty fun.
Oh, my sister. I love her. She texted me. I'm going to read this before we end today's show because it's almost time to go. Do you go to the radio station every day or pre-record? How far is the station from your house? Not sure why I asked.
I'm going to go see mine. Coming up, and I'm gonna move in and stay with her for a little.
What? You're gonna move in and stay with who?
I just had an experience. No, what I was saying is I'm gonna go stay with one of my daughters for a little while.
Ah.
As I create this this next leg of my big adventure.
So, actually, you know what I'm going to do? Huh? I'm going to, because of time, because we are out of time, I'm going to save her message, her questions, because this is exactly what we want people to be doing, reaching out to us. So I'm going to save that for our next show.
Oh, so we got listener input. That's our next show tomorrow. Yes. All right. That sounds good. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. And all right, now I can't wait till tomorrow, but we want to thank everybody who's listening for listening today. Thank you. Check us out tomorrow. We'll see what we've got going on. You do never know. Please check us out.
We never know.
Pretty much. But do check us out online. Contact GeneandMary@gmail.com. You can reach out to us and join the show like that person just did. BeUnique.org is where you can find Be Unique Radio. Tons of great shows. Check them all out. They're all good. That's BeUnique.org.
That's BUNEKE.org. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. We'll get it.